This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a, you know, I mean that sincerely too. Always a real pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, really, seriously, if you're going to get involved, you're going to get engaged, get information. Don't be those guys that we rail on the show on a regular basis. You know, I mean, again, they spew the party line. Don't you do it. Don't spew the Twitter line. Don't spew the party line or any of that stuff. Anybody surprised that that the left is going nuts? A miscarriage of justice by letting, go? Roger Stone go. And apparently they've forgotten everything that Hillary Clinton did, Billy Bob Clinton did, Obama did, A.G. Lynch did. I mean, they forgot about all of that. I just find it so, it's just amazingly, aggravatingly funny. Right? I mean, when you think about what they've got going on, what they've done, what they've gotten away with over the years, and they look at you like a 17-year-old teenager that knows they're in trouble, doesn't quite know what to do with it. And they're like, what? What'd I do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love it. I really do. I love the fact that the hypocrisy, what they do, how they speak to this, is so in your face. And it's just so easy to show you what's wrong. And I think it's a lot of those woke Democrats that actually have moved away from the Democrat Party, that have walked away. Now, I'm not suggesting you do this, but some of my buddies that I know have bought the local, you know, Democrat, like, let's say, Los Angeles Democrats.com, right? Something like that. And then they pointed to the walkaway movement. So that people searching for it will find, look, Los Angeles Democrats. And bang, that's where it takes you. And I'm just giving you an example. So, you know, I mean, should you have an extra $19 or $20 that you don't know what to do with? You know, it's just amazing to me. But again, you know, back to, they are showing us really where they're at. The Dems or whatever, you're getting to see. And they don't see the clown show that it actually is. Perfect example. You know, Governor Newsom, or Nuisance, as I love to call him, Governor Nuisance, he's running a dictatorship now. They cleared the state house again. These guys are back out. The governor he's dictating. He's doing everything by edict, really. He's got way too much power, and he's had it way too long. California plans to release over 8,000 inmates early amid COVID-19 prison outbreaks. Now listen, here's the thing. 99% of these people survive COVID. It's a bad flu for most people. Why are we letting them out of jail? I don't get this at all. Not in the least. So he's talking about letting 8,000 inmates could be released under a new state plan to reduce the prison population because it's spreading so quick in the jails. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation announced Friday several new actions to create extra space and provide social distancing and better... Right, because we were overcrowded to begin with. Now we're going to do what? We're going to somehow get the six-foot spacing there? Are we serious? These 8,000 eligible inmates could see early release at the end of August. It comes as the COVID-19 climbs several prisoners, especially in San Quentin, where more than 1,600 inmates, 200 employees have contracted the virus. Because they're giving it to each other. Have you not seen the videos? They're giving it to each other. They're going out of the way to make sure they drink out of the same cups. I mean, short of licking each other's faces, for God's sakes. The releases will only be granted to those with a year or less remaining on their sentence, those serving time for domestic violence. Did you hear that? The release will only be granted with those of a year or less on their sentence. Now, some of them have pleaded those sentences down, right? Those serving time for domestic violence, violent crime, sexual offenders, or posing a high risk for violence won't qualify. Again, a lot of them have pleaded their sentences down, pleaded their charges down. Inmates will be tested for COVID-19 within 7 days of their release. Prison officials are working. You won't be able to find them in 7 days. What are you talking about? Prison officials are working with law enforcement and other agencies to secure housing and other resources to help meet reentry needs of those who are released. Now, the announcement comes a day after a rally was held outside San Quentin, where families, advocates, lawmakers, academics, and health professionals urged Governor Newsom to do something about those people that are locked up. I mean, this is just amazing. Why is it? God bless. Why is it that and we have inmates, a lot of them, a lot, not all, but a lot of them, they're in jail because of robbery, violence they've committed on others. They have no regard for the law. They didn't have regard for maybe somebody that was assault and battery. I mean, I would put a hardcore group or committee together to look over these prisoners to see who really gets out. You know, you wrote two bad checks in the last, and that's what you're doing in jail. I'll let you out. We'll go to the phones after the break. Joe Mesidio, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, being part of the solution. I always say that. You want to be part of the solution. You don't want to be part of the problem. And part of that is, you know, you don't have to be so outspoken, but at least get informed. Because if you're not, truly, if you're not informed, you could be a problem in and of yourself. Anyway, let's go to the, Ken from my home state of Massachusetts, which I don't like to tell too many people that, Ken, because Mass has gone, I don't know, they've gone so far left that they're actually headed north, you know?
I know, yeah, it feels like down south and your state and everything else is going on around here. But, you know, we get a lot of patriots. We get a lot of patriots. I know you do, yeah. And you know the state's kind of split right in half, you know. We get a lot of liberals running around, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that situation. But, yep. And, you know, you get a lot of, you know, veterans, patriots out here, like myself. And, you know, just trying to spread the word, trying to spread the truth. But some of these Democrats and these liberals, they don't get it, man.
No.
They don't get it, brother.
Not a clue.
They don't get it, brother. You know, I try to tell them, you know, research this with the asthma medicine, with the COVID stuff, and the guy in Texas, and, you know, you can look that up, and he went on a podcast, or the lady had him right away, met him at the conference, you know, and there's all this stuff out there, and then, you know, I think they should just, you know, keep the violent people definitely in jail, maybe just release the drug dealers, you know.
Well, listen, I agree. I think they should just, let's just stop and look at this stuff. We have guys in jail for, and again, not that it's right, but, you know, they've written bad checks, they've stolen a couple hundred dollars worth of goods, whatever it is. Let's start there, okay? Let's see if we can, but I have
right.
No, I'm sorry, Ken, but I have no sympathy for a lot of these guys. You know, we see the videos of them, especially here in California, passing the COVID off to each other. They're doing it on purpose. Why the heck? Why should we let them out? People, nobody's really, we're not having any major numbers of people dying from this thing in their age group. So I don't get it.
No, it's pre-existing conditions. And even if you look on the box when you buy the mask, it even tells you it's not even 100% effective, you know? So
no. All right. So you something about an email. What about the email?
Oh, yeah, no, I told your producer there. Yeah, I mean, since Roger Stone's out, I'm glad, you know, our president let him out because he deserves to be out, obviously. But why don't we talk about all these weird disappearances in Hollywood and the Podesta emails and everything else now?
Yeah, good luck with that. Look at what they do with everything. How many stories or hot stories have we gone through where it was, what was it, the president ignored that Russia was paying a bounty on American soldiers? Bing, bang, gone, right? When they found out that it wasn't really getting any traction, people knew it was a hoax, gone. So you're watching all this stuff happen, and now with the Goya thing here, now all of a sudden, we're going to go after Goya because he made, you know, he said President Trump was doing the right thing and being a good guy and trying to help the Hispanic community. They're like the cat following the little red pointer, you know, the laser pointer on the wall. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. It's like, yeah, chasing its own tail, exactly. You know, and it's like, you know, we got to go after hell. You know, and I'm really worried about Sleepy Biden, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't call him that. I don't know where I got that from, but I really like him. I don't know if you've even seen anything recent. I'm sure you have, like,
carry
a conversation.
Listen,
you can't even carry a conversation. You can't even go to the podium.
No. With all due respect. With
common sense, yeah.
Yeah.
No offense. I feel bad. Actually, I feel bad for the guy.
I do, too. I do. I'm mad at his family.
I'm worried about this whole delegation. I'm worried about this delegation and Hillary getting back in.
Oh, my God. Is this the clown car, the proverbial clown car with everybody he's chosen for the coalition? But listen, let's go back to Joe for a second. And again, I'm glad you said what you said, because with all due respect, you know, Joe has served the country. He's in a long life of service, whether you like him or not, or like it or not. Here his family and friends are pushing him out there. Half the time, what was he? 2 weeks ago, he was running against Donald Reagan, okay? 3 weeks ago, he was hoping that he was going to be able to beat Joe Biden. I mean, I've had several family members going through Alzheimer's or early dementia, and Joe is there. I'm not a doctor, but look at him. I mean, let the man relax. Let him be with his grandkids. Let him enjoy what little life he may or may not have left. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But shame on his family for pushing him out there.
No, my grandmother had Alzheimer's too, and I know what that is, and I see it, and that's why I said that too.
Yep.
You know, that I do feel bad for the guy. I really do, and really, the Democrats don't have anybody else.
No, they don't. Think about it. That's the best of the best. The guy who lost three times before, this is the best he can do. But I think, Ken, what do you think about this? I think they're going to try to pick somebody, okay, when it for VP, that they know that Joe may, you know, a year into it, maybe not even a year into it, he may resign saying, look, my health problems are worse than I thought they were, so I'm going to step down and let blankety blank take the place here. Can you see that happening?
Yeah, maybe even the Speaker of the House. Isn't that even more creepier?
Oh, thank
we'll
you.
Go down the succession line, yeah.
There goes my dinner, you know?
Right?
God. All right, Ken. Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate you listening, and thanks again. Look, the guy's got a point, too. You know, when you think about, and we've talked about it in the show, Joe, we're not doctors. We're not making fun. We're not making fun of the man. I feel bad for him. I really do. I see it in other people's faces. I know that have early onset Alzheimer's or dementia, and you can see them struggling and being frustrated because the words are right there. They know what the words should be. They can't get them out of their mouth, or they can't get them out of their head. And that's Joe. Very confused as where he is. And I was surprised to find out that Keene, New Hampshire, was actually annexed into Vermont. I wasn't aware of that. So some of you will get that. You know what I'm talking about. All right. Some of the things that you really should be afraid of. And if you want to see the difference, I always say to people, if you want to see what total Democrat rule would look like in this country, look at California. We are in a world of hurt here. And this governor says he's adding more and more and more onto the deficit, onto what he's doing. Now check this out. Whether you're religious or not, this has to bother you. What he has said now is that churches cannot, they'll be shut down if they're caught in worship, if they're caught singing worship songs. Now, it's bad enough you have to have a mask on. You're going to sing through the mask. What is he afraid of? Well, it's not that he's afraid of. He hates religious people because he won't stop the protests. The protests are fine. Okay? Now, think about that. You got people yelling in your face, touching each other, having physical contact with each other. That's okay. Is this guy for real? And, you know, I always say my attitude, they hate godly people or God-loving people because they want to be your God. They want to be at the top of the list. Governor Nuisance definitely fits that mold. Joe Mazzini, your host. When we come back, we're going to talk about the St. Louis couple. The police showed up, took their rifle. That's scary. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Countrywide lockdowns may not be a thing of the past, according to the World Health Organization. Global coronavirus cases continue to climb, with over 12 million now reported worldwide, more than double the amount of confirmed cases reported 6 weeks ago. Dr. Michael Ryan, executive director of the Health Emergencies Program, said that countries may have to go into lockdown once again, and if they haven't, they may have to go into lockdown for the first time. Ryan called whether or not mass lockdowns will again be required the fundamental question facing every country. The WHO has advised countries to open slowly, paying close attention to their data to move cautiously between different phases. Ryan said countries should be ready to move backwards or forwards depending on their numbers. Ryan compared coronavirus outbreaks to forest fires. Small fires, he said, are easy to put out but difficult to recognize. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I do this segment at the end of the week, usually. And it's all the hot stories for the week. I try to do all the hot stories for the week. And try to kind of wrap them up, whatever. But police are seizing, or have seized, the rifle from that St. Louis couple who waved guns at the protesters. What I thought was really funny. Protesters got nothing. They got faces. They got IDs. They know who's there. And all of a sudden, it is the people trying to protect themselves because the police wouldn't. I would love to see this eventually end up. Sorry, but I know it's taxpayer money. But I would love to see this eventually end up in court. I want that mayor, that AG, whatever, I want them held personally responsible for the hell that these people are going to go through for protecting themselves when the government couldn't. What are you paying taxes for? Why bother? Come on, why bother? Police reportedly seized a rifle seen in the viral video last month showing a St. Louis couple waving firearms at protesters who were marching through their gated neighborhood. They weren't marching through. They did damage. They damaged personal property. Or I should say private property, really. They had no right to do that. That's not a protest. That's an invasion. Local news sources reporting St. Louis police officers executed a search warrant at the home of Mark and Patricia McCloskey. Their two personal injury lawyers on Friday evening, they seized the rifle that Mark McCloskey was seen brandishing and pointing at demonstrators. As for the pistol held by Patricia, during the confrontation, the couple told police that their lawyer has it. There has been no indication that any charges have been filed against the couple. Then how do they get the guns? If there's no charges, if they haven't done anything wrong, how'd this happen? No, really. The viral incident drew a mix of white. Now, these people had to pay to have their house boarded up for safety. And I want to know, when does the government do their job? Well, not that they've done it to this point, but when does the government do their job? See, this would be what I would be doing at these points. If I was Trump, I would be sending in, like, National Guard to guard that house. And I would only do it just to prove a point. Because if the governors aren't going to do it. I'll protect you. The viral incident drew a mix of widespread criticism and support for the McCloskeys. You have a right to protect your... Our founding fathers believed that. The Constitution was based on us having the right to enjoy our freedom, to pursue happiness, the liberty to do what we wanted on our properties, with our personal property. The protesters were passing the McCloskeys mansion on their way to home of the St. Louis mayor. Well, see, they helped the mayor out. Mayor Lida Crewson, to demand her resignation after she read aloud online the personal information of her constituents calling to defund the police. Well, you have a right to do that. I don't know if people realize this, but once you send an email, a note, a fax, a letter to an elected official, that becomes public information. You can request that information. Now, what's really funny about that law, the only people immune to that, you ready? Anybody know? Congress. Now, Congress is not supposed to create laws that they're immune from for everybody else, right? But they do anyway. It's just amazing. You know, once we get a really solid constitutional Supreme Court in there, we should take up all these minor issues. We start at the bottom, the low, easy-hanging fruit. We should take up all these issues they need to rule on. Like all the laws that Congress has excluded itself from, but the Constitution specifically states they can't make laws that don't apply to them. Anyway, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner, a Democrat, announced last week that she was investigating the McCloskeys and that there was that she was alarmed by what she had seen. Gardner defending the protesters, saying that they were met with a violent assault. Well, you know what? Did she not look at the tape before that? The damage that they ripped the gate down with? Did she not listen to the tape? Patricia McCloskey told Fox News that she heard protesters talk about how they wanted to take over their home, kill her and her husband and their dog. She said there were so many threats, and then the dog started barking and said, "I'm going to kill the dog too." Now, protesters returned to their home last Friday and found that more than a dozen men were guarding the ground. See, that's what we should be doing. And they left. Come on, think about that. And they left. See, they're nothing more than a group of thugs, really, if you think about it. That's all these people are. As long as they have the upper hand, they're going to attack you. As long as they have more people around than you do, they're going to attack you. You know, and at that point, right, does anybody agree with me? Like, no holes barred? You can do what you got to do to protect yourself? If you're in fear of your life, you have a right to protect yourself, don't you? Hundreds of protesters returned last Friday. They surrounded the fence around the property of Mark and Patricia McCloskey. And more than a dozen men in casual clothing were walking around the grounds. Protesters stopped at McCloskey's home for approximately 15 minutes, carrying signs that read "Black Lives Matter, defund the police," and "No justice, no peace." What did the McCloskeys do? What did they have to do with any of those lines? They also chanted phrases such as, "When black lives are under attack, what do? Stand up, fight back." And that's what democracy looks like. One of the men on the McCloskey's balcony collapsed with protesters. One of the protesters even straddled an iron gate, pretending that he was about to jump the barrier. It's not clear if McCloskeys were home at the time. But we saw the video. We saw it went viral. I got it. But the way the news is reporting this is if it was a casual stroll by a bunch of the BLM people is wrong. It's a lie, actually. Not just wrong, it's a lie. Patricia, 61, at one point crossed the lawn with her pistol while her husband, Mark, 63, stood near yard with a rifle. They have redone this, I don't know if it was a plantation home. I don't know what it was, but here's the deal. It's their home. It's private property. The demonstrators were marching toward the home of the mayor, Lida Rusum. You know, and maybe they should have pointed them to the house. Maybe they should have showed them how to get there. Now, see, she wouldn't have had to brandish a weapon. You know why? Because she has got the police department protecting her. Think about that. Come on, think about it. She doesn't understand. She doesn't get it. And it's sick. It really is sick. You know, you're looking at what's going on right now with Roger Stone. I'm just taking a side note here. And I don't know if you guys caught the interview I did with him, but one of the things he brought up was the fact that there are a lot of people being let out of federal prison, nonviolent crimes, that are over the age of 60 because of the COVID. Now, they're getting kind of a, you know, parole, stay at home, can't leave the house kind of thing. Why did he not get that same, I don't know, we would call it courtesy? Why didn't they allow him to go home? He's 67, 68 or something like that. Might be older than that. But why not afford him the same thing? Compared to what the Obama administration did, people around the Obama administration, people involved with the Obama administration did. Why did Stone not get? Why? Because they hate this president. They hate anybody that was involved with him. They hate anybody who might have something. You know, look, Roger's not my favorite guy to hang out with. I don't hang out with him, but you know what I mean. He's not the guy that I go searching through my paperwork to find out how I find him and get him on the show. Right? It's not where I'm at, if you would. But he deserves to be treated like everybody else, doesn't he? And you know how I keep making fun of the I keep making fun of the academics. Academia. Well, when we come back, I'll tell you why. I'll show you why. You can hear why. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You got to be engaged. You got to be involved, right? Hey, listen, I'm not a is it Goya? Yeah, I'm not a Goya user. If you would, there's a lot of foods that they don't. But if you eat, if you're a Mexican food connoisseur and you like cooking at home, you know what? It's one of those times where it's like kind of a let's call it a boycott. Right? What do you think about that? Let's call it a boycott. And you know, if you go check out their products. If you cook Mexican food at home or that style of cooking, then check out their product. Maybe you can use their product. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's something you can use to cook your food with. Show them some support. Give them a little love. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. So, you know, we talked the other night about how there were many of the more wealthy white people, and whatever you want to call them, that actually came against this whole cancel culture thing. Many people on the left in Hollywood, places like that, actually spoke up and said, look, knock it off. This doesn't help anybody. This doesn't do any good. And I think it was 150 total. I mean, a bunch of journalists and actors, actresses, that kind of stuff. And it was a real long statement. It was in, I think it was in Harper's Magazine. So, Harper's, that whole letter caused so much trouble for the magazine. Yeah, real seriously. The cancel culture went out of their mind. And many of them referred to race and gender, which is really wasn't what it was all about. But see, if they could turn it around, if they can make everything about race and gender, then you kind of back off. You get the whole hooky thing going like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Right? For example, many black and brown employees at the New York Times were displeased with an op-ed written by Senator Tom Cotton that called for military intervention against U.S. citizens during Black Lives Matter protests, which is perfectly proper to call for. You cannot allow property and people. Look, it starts off with property. Then the violence moves over to people. You saw it. We saw videos. We have more, you know, everybody beefed about cameras being put up like they do in Britain for security reasons, but we have cameras everywhere anyway. It's in everybody's hand. It's in every ATM machine. There are cameras everywhere you can draw on. Anyway, the James Bennett, the newspaper's editorial page editor, resigned amid the fallout. He should not have. He should have let them fire him. No, really, this would have been a great court case, wouldn't it? The Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling had also faced much backlash. She has on plenty of issues, including defending her views on transgender people. Now, the funny thing about it is, she didn't say anything hateful about them. She didn't say anything about causing them trouble, causing them damage, hurting them, any of that, those things. She just simply said from a biological and scientific standpoint, she didn't agree with them, and she didn't see how it flushed out. Published in The Objective, Friday's letter took issue with the privilege of Harper's signatories and attempted a point-by-point refutation of many of the statements they made. Right? So because they have money, because, you know, it's really funny. If you read, and I'm not a fan of hers, you read Rowling's story, she came up from nothing. Many of these people, Whoopi Goldberg, came up from nothing. She was a welfare mom, I believe. I think she even talks at times about sleeping in a car. And now she's privileged? Are we serious? I mean, I'm not kidding you. You know, it's funny because the people who have fed into this for years, including Goldberg and others, they now can't understand what's going on. Well, they're the ones that lit the kindling for all this. The signatories, many of them white, wealthy, and endowed with massive platforms, argue that they're afraid of being silenced, so they called cancel culture is out of control, and that they fear that their jobs and free exchange of ideas, even if they speak for one of the most prestigious magazines in the country, which include members of major outlets and universities. Okay, so what? So now they don't get to speak because they have money. They don't get to speak because instead of protesting and setting police cars on fire and beating up 82-year-old women, they decided to go to work. They decided to do something to be productive citizens. Right? That makes them bad. Some of the signatories refused to list their names, opting only to identify their outlets out of fear of reprisal. Oh, cowards then. See, the people who put the original article in Harper's Magazine, they weren't cowards. They gave you their names. They told you who they were. This is what I always get a kick out of. The letter asserts that Harper's signatories benefit from the type of free speech that they advocate and suggests a blindness to the reality that minorities in professions face. Not buying, sorry. Well, the Harper letter is couched in the event of the last few weeks. It doesn't exist in a vacuum. It actively informed by the actions of its writers, many of whom have championed free market ideas. But you can't have that. Right? I mean, seriously. J.K. Rowling just came out. Malcolm Gladwell came out. And they slammed the author who apologized for signing the cancel culture letter. Why are you afraid? Don't be afraid of these people. That's where they get their power. They get their power out of fear. look them straight in the face and tell them to go pound sand. That you're not backing down. What you're asking for doesn't make any sense. There hasn't been a society in history that has been able to survive peaceably without a police force. But all of a sudden, it's a new idea. No, it's not. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing by trying to get rid of the police. It's ironic that a letter gives highly sought-out space to some of the most well-paid, visible people in media, academia, and publishing. These are the same people who possess the money and the prestige to have their ideas shared in just about any elite publication, outlet, or journal. There will always be a place for them to have their voices heard. This is according to it's Lydia Polgreen. But here's the thing. Listen to what they're saying. This is so not true. These people have total control of Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And YouTube, for that matter. Total control. They get their message out without being canceled, without being funneled back or anything. One of our videos from tonight on Facebook, already censored. And been up an hour. It's that simple. And I find it interesting. Because there was nothing on there that was it was the Uncle Tom. So these people say that they want to point at your privilege because you have most of those people, 90% of those people that they're pointing fingers at worked to get where they're at today. It wasn't handed to them. So instead of protesting, instead of writing these ridiculous letters that make no sense whatsoever, why don't you go get a job, right? Or come up with something. Put your blood, sweat, and tears on the line. Put up your finances to make an idea go to market. You take the chance. And when it takes off, there is no... That's the funny thing about it. Nobody on the right is going to give you a hard time for coming up with an idea and making money. Nobody. But on the left, they will. You come up with an idea... You put your finances, your house, your car, your life savings on the line, and somehow you owe it to the employees. Who didn't have an idea? Who had to follow, you know, with all due respect to the employees. I realize that some are really bad, some are really good. But they didn't have the idea. They didn't put anything on the line. In most cases, they can go get another job if the company folds. Right? But that guy, that girl, that couple that put up their money, that put that company together, they lose it all. They lose it all. Friday's loaded deep attentions with the left, where some have argued that prevailing ideas about free speech privilege are only for the privileged. Again, not true. The free speech that these people exercise on the social media platforms, There are not 2-point-some-odd billion readers of Harper Magazine. But there are 2-point-some-odd billion active pages on Facebook. Harper's signatures, which included prominent liberals like feminist Gloria Steinem, contended that attempts at censorship emboldened right-wing demagogues. They squander efforts to achieve justice for... So she's coming at them saying, look, what you're doing is stopping... Or is falling right into the hands of the right wing, those supremacists that you want to take a poke at. We refuse any false choice between justice and freedom, which cannot exist without each other. As writers, we need a culture that leaves us room for experimentation, risk-taking, and even mistakes. Got a lot more in the letter, but here's the deal, okay? We did this. We need to step up. And if you're already fighting, then it's not for you, obviously, right? But we need to step up. We need to push back. We need to fight back. And for you Christians, a message to you. Jesus told you to occupy till you come back. He didn't tell you to hide the closet. Didn't tell you to stay on the couch. Read your Bible, will you? Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Check us out on therealside.com.